This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Senate Republicans began efforts to try to end the U.S. government shutdown and approve President Donald Trump's proposal that includes a border wall with Mexico. The deal would protect hundreds of thousands of immigrants in the U.S. from deportation back to their homelands for 3 years. Democrats have called the plan a non-starter, demanding Trump reopen the government and then negotiate border security measures. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says Congress is facing a deadline.
If tonight by midnight they don't have a deal cut, that's the second paycheck, the second pay period in a row that 800,000 federal employees will not see their income. And that's a problem for everybody.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said on Tuesday the Senate would vote on Trump's proposal this week. The Supreme Court of the United States will allow the Trump administration to go ahead with its plan to restrict military service by transgender people for now. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Transgender people were not allowed to serve under military policy until the Obama administration. But in 2017, President Trump tweeted that the government would not allow transgender individuals to serve at all. After groups representing them sued, the Trump administration restricted service to those who would not undergo gender transitions. What the Supreme Court says is that that plan can stay in place while the court challenges continue. Rita Foley, Washington.
Also Tuesday, the Supreme Court took no action on the program that shields from deportation hundreds of thousands of young people who came to the United States as children. This is a victory for the more than 700,000 young people in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. A U.S. military service member was killed in Afghanistan on Tuesday, according to a U.S. military statement. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan confirm a Taliban attack on Monday on a key military base near Kabul killed at least 36 people and wounded 58 others. The insurgent raid happening at a training facility in Maidan Shar. That's the spokesman for the provincial governor describing the attack. He said a National Directorate of Security military base was targeted by a suicide car bomber, adding the building of the compound where soldiers were living was damaged and three other suicide attackers were killed on the spot. The Taliban took responsibility for the violence. While the number of fatalities is at least 36, numerous unnamed security officials told media more than 126 people were killed. A Russian court has denied bail to Paul Whelan, a dual U.S.-British and former U.S. Marine, a dual U.S.-British citizen and former U.S. Marine who is being held on spying charges. His family has said he is innocent.
Hola. I'm Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States.
Vice President Mike Pence issued a video message of support to Venezuelans on Tuesday. The message is to encourage those who are protesting against President Nicolas Maduro and underline U.S. backing for opposition leader Juan Guaido. Pence declared Maduro a dictator.
Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. He's never won the presidency in a free and fair election, and he's maintained his grip of power by imprisoning anyone who dares to oppose him.
Pence declared U.S. support again for Guaido in the National Assembly, which he leads, as the last vestige of democracy. Maduro was inaugurated on January 10th amid worldwide criticism that his leadership was illegitimate after a 2018 election that was widely viewed as fraudulent. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sat down for talks on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the two focusing on a decades-long territorial dispute between the two nations. Abe saying he hopes to discuss a peace treaty and have an open exchange of opinions. The Soviet Union took the four southernmost Kuril Islands during the final days of World War II. Japan asserts territorial rights to the islands, which it calls the Northern Territories, and the dispute has kept the countries from signing a peace treaty. The two leaders agreed to accelerate talks late last year. We have more international headlines for you on VOANews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.